Chapter 2.
The Search for Mr. Hyde. That night, Mr. Utterson could not enjoy his meal, for he was very worried about his friend Dr. Jekyll. Mr. Enfield's tale of the strange building made him suspect that the doctor was in deep trouble. After dinner, Mr. Utterson took up a candle and went into his business room. From a safe, he took a sealed envelope that said Dr. Jekyll's will. Opening it, Mr. Utterson frowned. Dr. Jekyll had left everything to his partner, Mr. Hyde. The lawyer remembered how he had refused to give the least help to Jekyll in the making of the will. Now that it was made, though, he took charge of it. Mr. Utterson had been angered by his lack of knowledge about Mr. Hyde. Now it was what he knew about Hyde that bothered him even more. The lawyer thought the will was madness and had warned Jekyll against it. But after hearing Mr. Enfield's horrible tale, Mr. Utterson began to fear that it was more than madness. "I must get to the bottom of this," said Mr. Utterson, as he put on his coat and went out into the icy London night. He headed in the direction of Cavendish Square, where his friend, the great Dr. Lanyon, had his home. Dr. Lanyon was also an old friend of Dr. Jekyll's. "If anyone knows more about this curious matter, it will be Lanyon," Utterson thought. Dr. Lanyon was a man of handsome appearance with a beaming smile. He greeted Mr. Utterson in an eager manner. The two men were old friends who enjoyed each other's company. After a drink and some pleasant talk, the lawyer led to the subject that weighed heavily upon his mind. "I suppose, Lanyon," said Mr. Utterson, "you and I must be the two oldest friends that Henry Jekyll has." Dr. Lanyon's face took on a curious appearance. "Yes, I suppose we are. And what of it? I see little of him now." "Indeed," said Utterson. "I thought you worked together."
"We did," answered Lanyon.
"But it is more than 10 years since Henry Jekyll has become too mad for me. He began to go wrong in his mind." Dr. Lanyon shook his head. "Such nonsense in these modern days." Mr. Utterson decided to ask the question he had come to put. "Did you ever come across a partner of Jekyll's? One Hyde?"
"Hyde?" repeated Dr. Lanyon.
"No, never heard of him." So Mr. Utterson went home with no questions answered. But the things that the lawyer suspected came to him that night as bad dreams. Mr. Utterson woke in terror. He was more curious and angry than ever about Mr. Hyde, who he had never seen. Each morning and night, the lawyer stood watch by the strange building where Mr. Enfield had seen Hyde. "If he be Mr. Hyde, then I will be Mr. Seek," he said to himself. At last, his patience was rewarded late one night. Terror seized the lawyer's heart as he saw a small humped figure approach. The man stopped at the door and took out a key. Mr. Utterson stepped out and touched the man on the shoulder. "Mr. Hyde?" he asked. The man's lips curled and he answered coolly,
"That is my name. What do you want?"
"I am Mr. Utterson, the lawyer, an old friend of Dr. Jekyll's. I thought it well that we meet."
"Yes," said Mr. Hyde. "It is fitting that you have my address."
As he handed Utterson an address in a bad part of London, the two men stared at each other for a few seconds. "Good gravy," thought Mr. Utterson. "Can he, too, have been thinking about the will?"
"How did you know me?" questioned Hyde.
"From Dr. Jekyll," answered Utterson quickly.
"Jekyll would never tell about me," snapped Hyde as he vanished through the dark door.
The lawyer stood for a moment. He felt that there was something not human about the strange man.